Hey, what's shaking? What's going down? Thanks for dropping by. It is Michael Kerr here. You are listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. So do you even recognize yourself some days? I mean, do you look in the mirror and even recognize who you are? I want to talk about the importance of self-recognition. You know, after a workshop many years ago, this gentleman named Randy shared a story with me. He was a customs officer, and he said, you know, pretty thankless job working as a customs officer. So he was grateful that he had won the coveted Customs Officer of the Year award. In fact, he shared with me that he had won it year after year after year after year after year. The secret to Randy's success? Randy was the one-man nomination committee, selection committee, and party organizing committee. The honor became a shared joke in his workplace as speculation each year as to who would win ran rampant as the date of the announcement neared, of course, everyone knowing that it was going to be Randy again. So it became this party and a celebration and an inside joke. Now, given that employees are 25% more likely to remain in their current position when they are recognized, not to mention all the other benefits associated with workplace recognition, hopefully none of you end up in Randy's rather lonely position. On the other hand, though, I was thinking, well, you know, Randy's story is a great reminder for all of us to take responsibility for our own workplace happiness, attitude, and recognition. So are you remembering to celebrate your own success? Everyone is at a different stage in their journey. Are you celebrating your own milestones that recognize where you want to be on your personal journey, regardless of where the people around you are? You never know, you might just end up as the employee of the year, as nominated by yourself. All right, and now my fun at work tip. Red Branch Media has a fun, creative approach that helps new employees and interns get welcomed into their company. All new employees are asked a series of different trivia questions about themselves. Questions such as, what's your favorite song? Or what's your nickname? Then, at the end of the new hire's first week, all employees participate in something that they call Brancher Trivia, where employees are challenged to correctly answer various trivia questions about the new employees. It's a simple and fun exercise that encourages all employees to interact with the new employees, and it helps make the new employees feel more welcome. And you know, this is an activity you could easily adapt to various getting to know you better team building events in your workplace. And the quote of the week from Elbert Hubbard, a hilarious but oh so true quote, "The man who doesn't relax and hoot a few hoots voluntarily now and then is in great danger of hooting hoots and standing on his head for the edification of the pathologist and trained nurse a little later on." And finally, in our It's a Wacky, Wacky World, what would you want to have written on your tombstone? Do you ever think about that? Why not leave them laughing, as these folks did with their memorable last words? Merv Griffin, "I will not be right back after this message." Rodney Dangerfield, "There goes the neighborhood." Mel Blanc, the voice of the Looney Tunes cartoons, that famous voice, "That's all, folks." And perhaps my favorite, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce this gentleman's name, but one of my favorites, "He was a good husband, a wonderful father, but a bad electrician." Till next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, for more resources, or just to say hello, drop me a line, send me a comment, ask me a question. I would love to hear your feedback and hear from you what's working in your workplace. What do you need help from in your workplace?